Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to take us to Proverbs chapter 31, and in verse 8 and 9, it says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy." Listen to me, friend. The Bible gives us a basis for why we should believe in human rights. And in this 2021, coming out of the insanity of 2020, one of the ways that will absolutely, positively draw you closer to the presence of God and the power of God is to have a desire to serve people in need. This is not something that we just assume. This is something that we know inside of the scriptures. Rights in the scriptures would translate a word that simply means a claim. It tells us that God made all human beings in his image. When you go back to Genesis 1, verse 26, you can't deny that the word is telling us God made everyone and made no error as he did. He made them all, us all, in his image. And because of that, every single human life is sacred. Now watch this. When we get to the point where we can say every life is sacred, what we're saying is every life has equal value to the power and the presence of God. Every person has a dignity and a worth that must be respected, especially by believers. Well, James 3:9 says that even to curse someone made in the image of God is a great sin, as in showing favoritism to rich over poor or our needs over others. That sounds like a harsh teaching, but in the beginning days of 2021, if there's any lesson we could learn is that we need to draw closer to God by imitating his son Jesus more and more. And the entire purpose for which Jesus came in the birth that we recently celebrated was the fact that Jesus came for us, the redemption of mankind. According to the Bible, your neighbor comes into your presence with certain claims on you. Negatively, they have the right to not be assaulted, defrauded, or killed. Positively, they have the right to be treated with fairness and respect. The verses here in this text show us it is the poor and the needy who cannot assert those rights without our help. Maybe they cannot speak for themselves because they aren't instructed enough in the complicated ways of the law, or they can't speak the language well enough, or they're too poor to get help and counsel. Friend, as followers of Jesus, we must champion the causes of those who do not get a fair hearing in courts or law or public opinion. Think of a way today that you could speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, serve those who cannot serve themselves, and love those that others don't love. I would have no access to the throne of God apart from a heart that wants to serve God's people. Maybe our prayer should sound like this: Jesus, you are my advocate. You speak for me before God all the time. Without that, I'd have no access, but I do have direct access to God because of you. Thank you. Jesus, show me how I can be an advocate for others, for the poor, for the marginalized, and give me wisdom to know how to help them get justice. My friend, in 2021, if one of your goals is to grow spiritually stronger and deeper, then I invite you to ensure that you get involved in serving other people the best possible way you can, especially those that are marginalized and don't have a voice. My good friend Larry Jenkins is launching a ministry that Sugar Hill is partnering with, which includes finding shelter and homes for homeless children in Gwinnett. I wonder what God might be calling you to do. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 a.m. podcast with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.